And the game will kick off in just a little while, and that means it's time for your game day recipe. It's the Blue Pig Pigskin Plate. Kent Birdwell, we're here in the kitchen at the Blue Pig. I'm excited because it smells good, and I know we're going to be cooking something good. What are we cooking up today?
Well, today we're going to cook one of our Sunday specials, which is a shrimp and grits. It's one of my favorite recipes and dishes here at the Blue Pig. And it's on our Sunday brunch menu that we open at 11 o'clock on Sundays and open up to about 3. There's something else we do, and I want to share with our guest today on how to make shrimp and grits for family.
It's something that you can start early. So we're here a little while still before kickoff. So now's a good time to go ahead and get those grits going, right?
Yes, and first, go Vols.
This week it is shrimp and grits, so get us started, Kent.
All right, let's start with the grits first. So you have to get some water up to a boil. Get a pot of water. You add about maybe 4 cups of water and get that to a low boil. And then we here will add a teaspoon of salt and about 2 to 3 tablespoons of butter. And then let that kind of melt and seep in. As you get to a boil and you mix it in, that butter melts. Now it's time to pour in the grits. And the trick is whisking. So here I am, we got the water, and we're going to pour in the grits. And then you want to start whisking now.
Okay. So pretty vigorous.
So, yep, and start pouring in the grits.
Okay.
And what it'd be is about 1 cup of grits. So just slowly pour it in. A lot of people do instant. We do the long cook, but I feel it's much better, especially stone ground grits.
All right, so we've got our grits going here, and we're going to keep those on low.
The critical thing is stirring in the beginning. That's the most critical point of stirring. And then every 5 minutes, you know, stir it, but make sure, and just take it off boil, put it on very low, or just turn it off and just let it just slowly cook. The other little secret is chicken stock. Let's say 2 to 3 tablespoons of chicken stock. You just got to play with it, but that's one of the great secrets of good grits. Water and cream is a good mixture, about a 3-to-1 ratio. Wouldn't you say, Andrew?
3-to-1.
3-to-1 ratio of water to cream. We cannot forget the cheddar cheese.
Ooh!
A half a cup of cheddar cheese later.
Okay.
But the next step is we got to make our shrimp.
We've got some garlic here.
We do have some garlic. I've got garlic out. Rub it down with kosher salt and mix it in with your garlic cloves, and it helps it stick. So you just mash it.
So it helps to keep it from rolling out from
rolling
under your knife.
Rolling out. It doesn't splatter everything. You get able to cut nice chopped garlic. And this is a great way to have a nice fine chopped garlic for the recipe or any recipe. We'll say about 2 tablespoons of green onion and about 1 tablespoon of chopped parsley as well. And you have that ready to the side.
Okay, and are we going to do like a pound of shrimp today? Or?
Yes, a pound would feed a good healthy 4 to 6 servings of your friends. So we'll do about a pound of shrimp. And you want some Cajun seasoning. We here have our own house Cajun that everybody loves. So we do about 1/2 teaspoon of this Cajun blend. And then you want about 2 cloves garlics, 2 tablespoons green onion, and 1 tablespoon of parsley on the side and ready to go.
Tail on, tail off, what are we doing?
Peeled and deveined, but I like to leave the tail on. It adds a little flavor, and I love it. The other thing is, get a cast iron skillet ready. Medium high heat, and I like to use bacon grease, because why not? Because it just enhances the flavor. So add a little couple tablespoons of bacon grease, and now we're going to add our shrimp, and then we're going to saute this.
Oh, that sizzle.
You see a little smoke whisping up.
Yes.
So, and then, you know, about 1 or 2 aside on the shrimp, on the skillet. And then when you flip the shrimp, then you're ready to add in your garlic and your green onion, and then add in the cream. You want to add in, let's say, about 1/4 cup of cream mixture into the skillet right here. You add your Cajun seasoning, you got your shrimp in there, you got your garlic and green onion. When it starts to curl, you know it's cooked. Turn off the heat, add a little bit more fresh green onion, a little parsley for color, and now you're ready to add the cheddar to your grits. So I say at least 1/2 cup of good yellow, sharp cheddar. That's what I would recommend.
We're going to mix that together, and then are we ready to plate this up, put some of the grits in a bowl, and then put some of those shrimp on top?
Yeah, that's exactly what you do.
The garlic, the whole kitchen, it all smells delicious. It's the Blue Pig Pigskin Plate recipe for this week. If you want to hear more about the story of where this recipe came from, I'm just going to go out there and say that it involves Vietnam and Kent being a spy. Okay, not really. But there's more that you can find out about this shrimp and grits story from the Blue Pig with the Blue Pig Pig Pigskin Plate, this week's recipe for game day over at 1069pigscountry.com. Now, Kent, tell me more about this. You were in Vietnam, and how does that equate to shrimp and grits?
So this is about, let me think, about 16 years ago. I was in Vietnam, and my brother and I, we like to travel the world. And we always went to kind of exotic places that not many people visited. And Vietnam was one of those places. And we were in Hanoi, and also on the coast of Hue, near the old DMZ. And it's just so fascinating. You know, in southern Vietnam, people are a little bit more friendlier, but at that time, as we moved into north Vietnam, it's a little bit less friendly. But still, beautiful people, you know. We got to know a lot of good people, and got to, on the beaches, there's fresh seafood off the boats, and that's where I got, not inspired, but it just, when I experience something, you want to think, oh, what else can I do with this, and what spices, and this is kind of where I wanted to expand on my seafood experience.
So your palate for seafood increased while you were in Vietnam, and so it made sense to come up with this recipe, but that's not the only thing that happened in Vietnam.
So I want to travel by myself. My brother and a friend went down to another coastline, and I went up in the mountains in the north of Hanoi, up into near China. What I failed to do was, you're supposed to register with the police or military everywhere you went, especially for Americans, because, I don't know, they want to monitor or something. And back then, you know, you don't have internet and, you know, cell phones to track you. So you had to register on paper everywhere you went, and I didn't do that. So I was stopped at a checkpoint, and they found out I had not registered, and, you know, no big deal, But they put me under house arrest with two guys and a machine gun, AK-47s, and I was like, you know, something's going on, you know. Well, I wasn't too worried then. I was like, well, I guess I'm stuck for a little bit. So they took me back to my hotel. They put me under house arrest. I couldn't leave for at least 2 to 3 hours until some guys from Hanoi came up into the mountains. And I'll never forget. I was like, you know, I'm pretty, you know, relaxed. But then I remember going into this big boardroom, big table, long table, big boardroom. And this lady that I was staying with, it was her, she and I, sitting down, and then all these guys walk in. And I knew something was up because they're high ranking.
They looked official.
They were official. They had all these colors on their left. I mean, they were high ranking with all these stars and different...
Stars and bars.
Stars and bars. Like, oh, this is a little bit more serious stuff. And there's at least 10 of them. And I'll never forget, the one guy is at the other end of this board table, slamming his fist, yelling and screaming. Of course, I didn't know. I didn't understand Vietnamese. I was like, you know, I didn't know what's going on. I said, what's going on? And she goes, they think you a spy.
Oh, no!
So I said, no. Tell them I'm not. Tell them I'm just a traveler, just kind of experiencing. I know I'm the
private. I'm just here for the seafood.
For the mountain scenery. And so a little bit more arguing, and they asked me questions, and I had translators, and then I think, I don't know, after about 30 minutes, 45 minutes, they finally agreed to let me go. So that was my little spy story.
Well, I'm
a
glad,
baby spy.
Well, I'm glad that they let you go so that we can have the blue pig and the shrimp and grits. And the recipe that we had for game day, the blue pig pigskin plate. It's all about the spies in Vietnam and Kentburg. Well, thanks for having us today.
Been a pleasure, and look forward to you next week.